Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program that's tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com. Whether you're listening in through our switchboard, our live chat, or even our podcast, we're glad to have all of you with us. Our next guest is someone that you've gotten to know because he's produced hits after hits. You know him for songs like Forever Yours and With You. But recording artist Tony Terry is back with a brand new single and also here to share his story with us today. The single is called Get It All. We're about to listen to it here in a moment. But Tony's going to be talking to us not only about his musical journey, but what it's been like for him to have the fans that he's had over the years. And now, of course, to be able to produce music that is garnering new fans as well. You know, I first heard about this new single through Martha Samasoni out of New Zealand, and it really shows, I think, the worldwide appeal of this artist and also how people literally around the world have been able to gravitate to his music and appreciate his gift. Here he is with Get It All. We'll be right back with our conversation with Tony Terry. Stay with us.
My body, it's out of the party.
Geico has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, Geico could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, Geico has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call Geico for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Excuse me. Is anybody sitting here?
My cousin. Oh, goodness.
She is
fine.
She is good.
My cousin, but she's on the dance floor.
No, that's okay. I can stand.
No, please sit down.
Thank you.
I'm Cassandra Whitmore.
I'm Nick. Nick Hart.
It's nice to meet you.
In Albizu Thomas's new novel, Married in the Nick of Nine, Cassandra Whitmore has it all. But what she really wants is a husband, and she wants to nab him before her 30th birthday. Her determination pays off when she meets Nick Hart. He is everything she could have hoped for. There's only one catch. He lives in New York. Cassandra falls in love and makes the move, but soon discovers there's something rotten in the Big Apple.
Here's what readers are saying about this summer's hottest new novel.
Married in the Nick of Nine was a fantastic book. Once I started reading it, I couldn't put it down.
Anybody who is a reader must get Married in the Nick of Nine.
It was amazing. I loved it. I would buy it again, and I'm definitely going to give it to my girlfriend.
Married in the Nick of Nine, available now on Amazon.com. Visit marriedinthenickofnine.com.
Together. Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us again here on the radio side of our program, those tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, as well as those tuning in through dcnowradio.com. We're glad you all could join us. Recording artist Tony Terry is someone who has enjoyed hits like Forever Yours and also With You. He's back today to talk to us not only about his journey in music, but also to talk to us about his brand new single, Get It All. Tony, good afternoon, and welcome to Conversations Live, man.
Cyrus, how you doing, man?
Doing really good. Thank you so much for taking out the time to be with us, man. We really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, man. First, let me apologize for my tardiness, because I had a bit of a family emergency that knocked me off my schedule for just a bit. But I'm here now, and I'm ready to answer all questions.
Well, man, I appreciate that, and we totally understand, man. I totally understand that. So let's start really by looking at your career. I actually heard about this new single, Get It All, through a friend of mine, Martha Samasoni, in New Zealand. She was promoting it on her Facebook page. You have been one of those artists that has been able to get not only national but international attention, regardless of what you put out. What has it been like for you to know that you have fans literally all around the world that are loving your music and loving you as an artist?
I do. I ain't know that. No, I'm just kidding. No, listen, dude, that's really awesome. I mean, you know, music is what I do, and you know, it's what I do for a living. And to me, the fact that people are still interested in the music that I make, I don't take it for granted. I don't take it lightly at all. It means
right.
a lot. It really does.
Yeah. And you have been doing music, you know, for quite some time, and you have been able to share your gift with the world. As I mentioned, you know, some of the singles that some of the listeners who, when I first mentioned you were coming, those are the songs that, you know, that were popping up in their minds. But you've been able to do something, and that is to be able to not only provide something that the ladies like, but also that the guys can speak to the ladies in their lives. You know, to be able to have that type of an audience. Talk to us about the responsibility you feel as an artist, because, I mean, you're able to get people to pay attention through lyrics. Talk to us about that and what that means to you.
Well, that's an interesting question, you know, about responsibility. I think that my responsibility really is to make honest music.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, if you're really a fan of my work, then you know that my music is kind of all over the place, and even the subject matter. It just so happens that the ones that really stick are the love songs and the very romantic, sexy stuff. I just, you know, it's really interesting because, you know, when I'm writing a song, right, I actually don't think that I'm a great songwriter.
Hmm.
And oftentimes I'm second and third and fourth guessing what I'm writing and, you know, because I just want to, you know, what sounds like it makes sense to me, sometimes I'm thinking, this really don't make sense, and it's not working. But
yeah.
it ends up working, you know. Songs like Everlasting Love, Lovey Dovey, for example, was the absolute first song that I ever wrote. When I finished, I was excited that I had written a song, but I was thinking, this is never going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, my very first attempt at writing a song ended up being a number two pop record for me. So
right.
I just really just try to keep it. I'm not really one of those writers that write out of fantasy. I really write out of, you know, what's going on, you know, whether it's fun or whether it's serious. Or I, you know, generally write from my reality. And I think
right.
that doing so allows people to connect. You know, real begets real. I'm writing about real stuff, you know, the life issues are universal issues. So if you write about that, then you're writing about things that, you know, other folk are going through too or experiencing or want to.
When you think about that, and it's interesting that you said that you never really saw yourself as a great songwriter, because, I mean, people, of all the things that I've heard people talk about you, Tony, it's not something, you know, for some artists, it's the beats that you automatically remember. When you ask people what are they saying, they can't tell you. But with you, they actually know the words. Do you think that's the realness that you're talking about that people are getting, because they're looking past the melody and actually getting to the heart of what you're saying?
That's exactly true. I mean, I was just on, you know, every now and then I go and check, like, my YouTube channel, right, and I go to see how many hits are on a particular song or whatever. And I saw someone had actually posted on my Facebook page that they had just finished listening to Head Over Heels, which is a song that was on the Tony Terry album that came out in 1990, with their 95-year-old father.
Wow.
And that it was his favorite song. I mean, that kind of stuff blows me away. I'm saying the fact that, because I'm not really trying to write trendy, and, you know, I really try to write about matters of the heart, whatever that is. And, you know, when someone tells me that, you know, your music was my grandmother's, or is my grandmother's, or my grandfather's, your song is my grandparents' favorite music. Well, aside from the fact that it makes me feel a little bit old, I ain't going to go into that part. It's just really, it means a lot that, what it confirms for me is my instinct, you know, that I should follow it, even though sometimes when I write I'm unsure, because it's really hard to be vulnerable and to write songs that open you up for criticism or judgment. And when you do that, you know, like to, for example, the song Head Over Heels, you know, to tell somebody I'm head over heels in love with it, you can't use that as a pickup line, but if you use it, if you write it and you sing it with honesty, truthfulness, even in its simplicity, a song like When I'm With You, I hear a song that makes me laugh. Who says that? But
right.
it was the honesty in the moment that I believe that made it connect with people.
Yeah. I totally agree with you on that, man. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I have the privilege of speaking with international recording artist Tony Terry. He's talking with us about this journey of music he's been on, and also the journey he's been able to take his fans on as well. You know, you do have fans, as I mentioned at the beginning of the conversation, Tony, literally around the world. One of the ways that you are connecting with them, as a lot of people are these days, is through Facebook and Twitter. You mentioned, of course, YouTube. All of these social sites really, I think, not only keep your greatest hits alive, but also introduce them to new music like Get It All. Talk to us about that exchange. You know, before, I guess, artists like yourself would have to wait for the letters to come or even, you know, go to a concert. Now it's almost in real time. You're able to hear from your fans literally through the Internet. What has it been like for you to be able to get that response, and how has that that motivated you as you've moved forward?
That's a really good question. Well, it helps shape. Like if I'm putting together a CD or a collection of songs, and I'm not sure if a particular song should go on or not, you know, I'll share it on my page. You know, I'll ask for some response, or I'll put a couple of songs up, you know, and just get some feedback. And, you know, a song that I might be unsure of might get the most positive response, and then a song that I feel really good about, people might not really like. So getting an immediate kind of response kind of helps me shape, because I know what I want to do musically, but
right.
Moreover, getting immediate feedback helps me to determine what people want to hear from me.
Exactly.
So it helps me to shape the listening experience.
At the beginning of the conversation, Tony, we actually heard the single Get It All. Talk to us about that single and how it came about. I mean, it's definitely an upbeat flavor from you. Well, how did that song came about for you?
Get It All, you know, was really about, the hook started out about, you know, just about resurging, reemerging. You know, we're going to get it all. All that belongs to us. All that is rightfully ours. We're going to get it all. She's going to get it all. We really want it all, and we're going to get it all. But then we had to you know, kind of make the record fun. So I set it up in a club setting where, you know, the verse goes, "Shorty is the baddest and I gotta have her." However, it's not just like some random person. That person that I'm speaking about is my wife.
Hmm. Okay. Well, you know, when people listen to your music, I mean, as they did, you know, of course, with songs like Forever Yours and With You, you know, I think a lot of artists, you know, kind of look at their music as their signature, look at that as their, you know, as their way of being able to literally speak with the world. When people hear a song from you, what do you want them to know about you as an artist, and also what that music means to you from?
Well, it depends on what the song is, you know, like, You know, I just signed a deal with Monarchy Records, which I'm really excited about. And so the project is going to be coming out very soon. But, you know, I'm looking at what the lead single might be. And at this point, I'm looking at a song called Should a Man Cry. Now, you know, different, you know, and so that song is really thought-provoking, and it asks a question of the listener, but you have to listen to the song to hear the question. So
My
thing about, you know, what I want people to get from it, one, is to listen, is to hear the music, to hear the story, and hopefully relate to the story, even if it's not something that directly applies to you. You know, I really try to sing about things that are not too complex, you know. Well, love, which is a very complex thing, but the idea of love is simple. People want to be in love. People want to feel love. They want to feel like they can love, and they want to feel like they're unlovable. And I really just try to write songs that, you know, for example, people have said, like you spoke earlier about people knowing my lyrics, and, you know, my point of view is, you know, I'm a man. You know, we make a lot of mistakes, and sometimes I write about those things. I have a song called Better Man that tells, you know, the woman in one's life that because of you, I am better. And so because, you know, you make me look at myself in a way that I would not normally, and, you know, and so it's an appreciation. Because of you, I am a better man.
Right.
And, you know, so I really just try to provoke thought, just sometimes maybe even provide the words that a guy might say to a woman when he is messed up, or even when he is in love and don't quite know what to say, and then a song like With You, or want to create some kind of move, and then a song like Meet Me in the Shower might come to mind. But, you know, I try to write scenarios that evoke a mood, a feeling.
And I think that is what people definitely get from you, Tony. I mean, especially the feeling, because I think, you know, even when they look at the titles of your, you know, of your album, you know, I think there is something emotional that comes with each one. And then what I mean by emotional, something that is personal. You can tell that this is almost like a conversation that you're having with the listener through the titles, as well as through the lyrics as well. Again, Tony Terry is our guest, everyone. He's been talking to us about this musical journey, and also, of course, about the single Get It All that you all heard at the beginning of the program. Tony, let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you, man, and find out more information about the upcoming projects.
Well, hit a brother up on Twitter. You know what I'm talking about. at Mr. Tony Terry. At Mr. Tony Terry on Twitter, and then the Golden Voice of R&B on Facebook, my fan page. And then I try to stay connected with people that send me notes or you know, might put a status or something on my page. I try to respond and stay connected. I want to know what people think about what I'm doing, how they feel about it, and basically I really like to stay in touch, because I want to know that the people that are connected to me via my music are okay.
Right.
So I like to communicate with them like that.
Well, you know, I think it was about 6 hours ago now, Tony. I was not that I'm, you know, one of these cyber stalkers, but it was about 6 hours ago that you posted a message for your fans, and it when they clicked on it on Twitter, it went to your Facebook page where it simply said thank you. Is that what you'd like to say to your fans that have been with you, as well as to the new fans that are finding out about you now?
Absolutely. I mean, I want people to know that I don't take for granted the fact that they are fans of my music. Again, and you know, people can listen to whatever they want, and you know, but the fact that something that I might write or might sing might get someone's attention, that actually means a lot. And how lucky am I to have music that, in some cases, in some scenarios, have become a part of the soundtrack of people's lives, a part of the fabric of people's lives, and that is amazing.
Right.
It's amazing. So, you know, I have to say thank you to the people that allow me in. You know, you go to a wedding and you hear your song, or, you know, a bride might say, I even get emails from women who don't even have a prospect. And they send me notes like, you know, when I get married, you know, when I find a husband, I'm going to walk down the aisle to With You. That's amazing, man. That's
wow.
Even in anticipation of that moment, they want to include, you know, me. That's you can't take that for granted. But I also don't. I don't think that what I do, what I've done musically, really has anything to do with me, the man. I give all glory to God.
Mm. Wow. Well, you know what? I think that says a whole lot because, I mean, we believe here that he is the giver of all gifts. And, I mean, definitely I think people would agree that you're using your gift to the best of its ability, Tony. And we know there will be more to come, and we'll definitely be staying in contact with you. Again, Tony Terry, everyone, as he mentioned, you can find him on Twitter, at Mr. Tony Terry. Then also hit up his Facebook fan page as well. Tony, man, it's always a pleasure to check in with you. And I hope you'll come back and check in with us again.
I'd love to, man. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you to those of you that are listening. Thank you for being fans. Thank you for being fans of Cyrus Webb Show. Thank you for being Tony Terry fans. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you.
All right, man. We definitely appreciate that. Now, if you came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire interview in about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Just go to facebook.com/CAWebb4, that's CAWEBB, the number 4. And on Twitter, you can find us at Cyrus Webb, that's CYRUSWEBB. You can click on that link, listen to the podcast, and also share it with your friends using the social buttons there. That's going to do it for us for this part of Conversations Live. It's 5 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with you guys in about 55 minutes for our primetime edition of the program. Until then, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.